welcome back to Pop Topic, and we're here to discuss the latest news in pop culture. I'm your co-host, Quentin Phillipson, and with me is my good friend and co-host, who is not struck with the coronavirus, Alexander Welling. How are you doing this week?
I'm doing good. I'm not struck yet, but who knows? That might change, but for now, I'm good. I'm good. We'll see. But anyways, yeah, no. I figured, you know, there's not a lot we can, like, introduce ourselves with besides the coronavirus. It's the thing right now.
Yes, this is tragic times. I was trying to think of an intro that didn't involve the coronavirus for Alex, but there is none because that is the only thing people are talking about this week.
Mm-hmm. Like, normally we have our four topics that we talk about, which is like the trending, the technology, the sports, and I forget the other one because you've changed it just to coronavirus.
Yeah, I just removed all the topics and it's just coronavirus now. That's all we have in life.
Yeah, that's all we have. It is literally all we have in life right now.
Yeah, I remember, Alex messaged me and said, oh man, we got a lot of stories this week. And I was like, we don't got any. It's all about the coronavirus. And I was like, yeah, we got to talk about this. So here we are talking about really the big thing this week, which is the coronavirus, unfortunately, the new end of the world.
Oh, please. I've survived the last 10 end of the world events. We're good.
I don't know, man. The coronavirus, it's here.
Listen, people, just wash your fucking hands. Don't buy all the toilet paper because that's pointless. And you'll be fine.
And not that many people on social media platforms are discussing this. So we are probably one of the few that are, Alex. We're brave enough to take this on.
This is going to be the thing that shoots us into mainstream popularity.
Yeah. Oh, look at these two idiots talking about coronavirus.
What are they, doctors?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure nobody talks about it because they get demonetized if they discuss it. But we don't make any money, so we don't got to worry about that.
Well, bring it on. Come on. Like, bring it. I got this all day, every day. Let's go.
The coronavirus?
Well, no, bring on them haters.
Okay, I was going to say, man, if I was to put Welling in a ring with the coronavirus, I don't know.
Yeah, those demonetizing haters, bring it on like Donkey Kong.
So, anything new going on this week for you, Alex?
Besides having my life come to an end yesterday, nothing much.
Your life came to an end yesterday?
Yeah, well, my life in sports came to an end yesterday. It was a pretty devastating night, actually. But no, today I had a big job interview and left that job interview within 15 minutes of walking in.
Perfect. And how do you think you did?
Oh, I didn't get the job.
Oh, no? Why not?
Yeah. Well, see, you go into the job interview. It's like this big government kind of job interview. And I can't say much about it because, A, there's a non-disclosure, and B, I didn't really do the interview. But basically, the first thing they ask for is your documentation. And I had all my documentation with me, obviously. And then they saw my driver's license. And Quentin, do you want to know what the same problem is with my driver's license that I've had with every other single job that's not hired me?
What?
My license is a Class 5 GDL.
Tisk, tisk. Well, why don't you upgrade it?
Because I legally can't upgrade until July. I'm not up to 2 years yet.
Oh.
Yeah, so I am stuck in job limbo because I can't get a better job. Like, I've already been turned down from other high-paying jobs because of that one thing. And unfortunately, that's the reality of the situation.
Well, that's a bummer. Yeah, I've been sick for the last few days.
Coronavirus.
I know. I went on Google to see if I had the coronavirus. I don't believe I do, but hey, who knows? It's been about 4 days of me just having a runny nose and just feeling like crap. I'm pretty good now. I've been good for the last 2 days. But yeah, who knows? Maybe I survived the coronavirus.
Nah, it could be worse. You could have the coronavirus.
That's true. Yeah, hey, Do you know what the difference between the flu and coronavirus is?
They're basically the same thing, dude. That's why people freaking out about this, I think, are dumb.
Yeah, so, like, I think I have the flu, but my manager, when I called in sick for one of my days at work, she was like, oh, do you have the coronavirus? I was like, I think I have the flu, but maybe it's the coronavirus. I don't really know what the difference is, but I got one of them, so I'm going to call in sick. So I don't even know the difference, to be honest. I Googled it. I still couldn't really figure it out. I guess one's just more severe, but this just felt like a common flu, so I'll just stick with that. But who knows? Yeah, people are really freaking out about the coronavirus / flu that's been going around. And yeah, that's pretty much the point of discussion here. I'm glad that I got to see Onward before the coronavirus really struck, so I guess I got out of that safely.
Right.
All right. The big name that we heard about being associated with the coronavirus has been Tom Hanks and his wife.
Yeah, Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson. This one actually scares me, because if there's one thing I know about flu and the similarities between flu and this disease, is that if you are a young child or if you are an old person, you are more in trouble. So yeah, this one actually kind of does scare me a little bit.
Why are you calling Tom Hanks' wife old?
No. I'm just saying they're not on the other side of 30 or 40.
Are you calling them a baby?
No, I'm not calling them a baby.
Oh, okay.
If I was calling them a baby, you'd know.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah, it's a shame that Tom Hanks and his wife got hit with this. Yeah, hopefully they do well. I'm sure they're fine. Tom Hanks seems like a badass. I think he's fine.
Oh, yeah, nothing's going to get him.
Yeah, he should have just went to an island and isolated himself. That's what he should have done.
Well, I mean, they're already isolated. I don't know if it's on an island. I mean, they could join the Survivor cast.
Well, I was saying, like, Castaway style. You should just take a Wilson ball and go on an island away from all this chaos. Someone that isn't too old, Alex, but maybe she's a baby, you let me know, is Trudeau's wife.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not even sure who Trudeau's wife is, but, I mean, you know, I don't want to be like, I don't want to make this political or anything, because I think people that know me understand my opinions about Mr. Trudeau. But at the same time, you know, obviously, you tend to hear a lot of the bigger players in this sort of thing when these kind of things happen. And yeah, you know, it's sad all around. There are some funny stories to come out of this, but, you know, we're just right now swimming through the hard stuff first.
Yeah, I like how you're like, well, we're going through the big names. Sorry to John Smith out there that has the coronavirus and we aren't discussing you. I hope you do well in your endeavors.
Yeah, man. Sorry, we're only discussing the big one.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. You know what? Next virus or next end of the world thing. We should do that, Alex. Like, not just us, but just as a society, we should not pay attention to Tom Hanks possibly dying, but we should focus on Susan Markle, who is out there working 40 hours a week at a local Subway. We should do a little tribute for her for possibly having the next swine flu or corona.
We got you, Susan. We got you.
I like that. That's a good plan. We only discuss the people that no one knows. That's smart. Because then we follow up on them, and if they do pass away, it's not as big of a deal.
Well, someone would die.
Yeah, that's true. Any death is bad. But on the bright news, Alex, we got to think positively here. Tom Hanks and Trudeau's wife, and Tom Hanks' wife, obviously, and anyone else that has the coronavirus, we wish you the best. I believe they'll all survive. I don't think the coronavirus is going to be that deadly, so fingers crossed that it stays that way. But on lighter news, Alex, Betty White is perfectly fine.
That's all we need to hear right there. Betty White, you beautiful soul, thank God you don't have it, because you'd be a goner if you did.
I have seen three articles about different news sources publishing that the Betty White update, she does not have the coronavirus, she is living well. I love how these news articles just thought, oh, wait, Betty White doesn't have the coronavirus.
She's really old.
That's
She's
newsworthy.
Really old. Let's check up on her.
I love it. Betty White's awesome. She's like, it's one of the subtle memes I just love. Just how Betty White can survive anything.
Nah, Betty White's legit. She's like the G.
She's great. What was it? I don't know if you were there, but a few years ago, I announced Betty White as my crush. I was like, oh yeah, Betty White, she's a total babe. I love her. And then it's been like 4 years, 5 years running of me just continuing this joke of mine that Betty White is my, like, she's on my hall pass card as one of the five people I can cheat on my girlfriend with.
Betty White is on your hall pass card? Because I'm just thinking, like, how would that actually go?
You know, like, I'd be like, hey, Betty White, wanna fuck? And then she'd be like, hell no, I'm a fucking queen. And I'd be like, oh, my apologies. My apologies, Betty. And then that's pretty much how that would go.
Yeah, that's fair.
I love Betty White in all seriousness, so I'm glad she's doing okay. I really am. Now, on to something that's not doing okay. Alex, do you want to talk? We'll save film for later. Let's talk about some of the awards here. We had the Game Awards and the Juno Awards, both canceled. So we're no longer getting awards for this year from those. Which, you know, I don't really follow Juno Awards, so nothing too horrible there. But, you know, Game Awards for video game, for video gaming, I'm not even that big into video games, so that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I mean, I actually have a friend of mine that was going to be going to her first Juno Awards this year, and she's obviously very disappointed about not being able to go, but at the same time, she understands why. It's just, it sucks.
Exactly. It sucks that they're canceling these big events, but at the same time, they have to. There's no way they can let these things run. So it's just a situation that sucks for everyone. The people that bought the tickets now can't go to these events. The people that run the event are now missing out on tons of revenue. But it's just the logical thing to do. Similar to Disneyland being shut down in the California parks. It sucks. Like, obviously, Disney wants to make all this cash. You know, Disney, that's pretty much their only priority is to make money.
Right.
So this is their last possible option, but companies just have to do it. It makes all the sense to me.
Yeah, no, I agree.
You can't risk it, especially with such a large venue with so many people. Yeah, you just got to do it. It sucks. I just thought of this on the spot, but what about Juno Awards or the Game Awards? Obviously, Disneyland. They're fucked either way because it's roller coasters. You have to go there to experience it. But Juno or the Game Awards or any other award show or something along those lines, could they not have an online experience? Could they not just set up like these really big, high quality cameras in the venue to record all the different angles and stuff like that, the best quality they could get? And you can pay for an online ticket.
Yeah, you could. I mean, this. Wow, you got a good idea here.
Literally just thought of it on the spot.
See, they were gonna do this idea with some of the sports things, and then they just ended it all together.
Oh, really? Oh, see, I thought this was a new idea. My bad.
Yeah, they were gonna play games in front of empty stadiums, basically.
I like that. That's funny.
Oh, it's happened before. Like hearing people hit home runs just into like an empty stadium.
Yeah, and exactly. I get the atmosphere would be different because it's no longer you being surrounded by people in the moment, which is awesome. But on the flip side, if you just have them recording the camera and you have one guy that 100% does not have the coronavirus out there by the recording cameras, just screaming, "Woo, yeah, Juno Awards, oh my God." Then, you know, it feels like a crowd when one guy does it. They should just have one guy out there screaming and cheering.
That would be funny. I mean, another good example of it, if you watched the most recent episode of Big Brother Canada, they did it with no live crowd for their eviction night.
I think we're onto something with the Juno Awards here. We'll just have one guy in the stadiums just cheering and hollering. Recording the awards. I think we're good to go. There you go. We solved the coronavirus issue.
There you go.
Yeah, all right. So let's move on to film that's being impacted. So we talked about the celebrities. We talked about the awards shows. Let's move on to film here, because this one,
I'm not ready for this.
It's one that touches home to us a lot more. We watch films nonstop. I've already seen 20 films this... Or sorry, I've already seen 16 films this that came out in 2020.
Yeah, and I know. I mean, I've seen all of two.
Yeah. Wong's real bummed about this, but...
I'm really bummed. No, I seriously am. Like,
yeah.
You'll understand why in a sec.
Yeah, so we got a lot of movies that were pushed back. Some with unknown release dates, but we got No Time to Die, the new 007 film, being pushed back till November, I believe. And then we have the Fast and Furious movie pushed all the way back till next year, where the Fast and Furious 10 was supposed to be released. So now that means that's also getting pushed back. Then we also got Mulan for Disney, Quiet Place 2, New Mutants, and Antlers, all four films that were supposed to come out within the next month, all being pushed back with no release date yet.
All four movies I was excited to watch too. I was excited to watch Antlers too. I was like, all four of these movies looked really good.
I was pretty excited for Antlers. Not so much New Mutants, but the other three pretty much.
Well, New Mutants, I was just excited to see if it could be a good movie considering how many pushbacks it had. And now it's got another pushback. Like, New Mutants, I feel so bad for that movie because it has been going on probably about 10 different release dates by now. And it finally had something solid. It was finally going to come out. And then the coronavirus came in. And it's like,
but like, shouldn't at this point for New Mutants, since it gets pushed back so much, shouldn't they just release it as a Disney Plus exclusive?
Oh, I hope not.
Why not?
I really want to go see it, man.
But you can still see it on Disney Plus.
Yeah, that's not even the movie I'm most bummed about. I'm most bummed about Mulan. Because, I thought it was going to be the highest grossing movie of this year. And now I'm not even sure if it's going to be released this year.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. If it does get released, it's not going to be for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And same with Quiet Place. I do think the two big hits are Quiet Place 2 and Mulan.
Oh, absolutely.
They're the two films that are going to be coming out the most recently. Quiet Place was coming out next week, and Mulan was coming out in 2 weeks?
Yeah, on the 26th.
Yeah. So I feel like those took the two biggest hits. Also because, especially Mulan, because of the marketing, how much money they spent on marketing is now completely erased.
A new final trailer and everything, and they're gonna have to like resell basically everything.
Yeah, they have to make new posters, a new release date. It's gonna be quite a bit.
Yeah, this is not gonna be a good year for film, unfortunately.
Yeah, I was telling Alex before we did the podcast, man, 2020, I knew it wasn't going to be as great as 2019 for film, just based on the titles of the films and stuff like that. But
2019 was prime.
Yeah, 2019 was just really stacked, so it was hard to compare. But man, especially with Quiet Place 2 and Mulan possibly not even making 2020, and those were both in my top five films for this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
Yeah, us as film junkies, this sucks.
Yeah, this was probably the biggest hits of the week for the coronavirus. Yeah.
And yet all we have left is to watch a shitty movie called Bloodshot.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, oh, you know, celebrities have the coronavirus, whatever. The Juno Awards, who cares? But hold on. Quiet Place 2 is now getting delayed. This is fucking crazy with the fuck the coronavirus. Like, man, I'm over this disease. I'm over this. That's it. That's what did it for me. It's funny because you could have freaking pre-ordered the tickets for Quiet Place. That's how close it was.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I should have pre-ordered them. I should have seen what would have happened because I already had a date set to watch both Mulan and Quiet Place too. So, you know.
You probably would have gotten your money back.
Yeah, probably.
Ugh. I'm looking at the release schedule for the next few weeks for movies, and there is literally nothing.
There's nothing for movies pretty much. We're gonna have a bit of a pause here. And what do you think this does for the movies that are in theaters right now? Do you think people are actually going to go out to watch these?
It depends. How I could see this going one of two ways. One, there are the people that go and see movies regularly that are going to be pretty bummed, and they're just going to want to watch a bunch of the old movies again, or go out and like watch new movies, or not new movies, but go watch movies that they haven't seen yet. And there's going to be those people, well, there's no point. All the good movies that I wanted to see are not going to be coming in, so I'm just going to take a break from the movie theaters. I could see both happening, per se, because for the next at least 2 weeks or so, there is no wide releases. It's all limited releases.
Yeah, there's nothing, there's no big movie coming out for the next few weeks, since there's supposed to be Quiet Place, then Mulan.
Holy crap, I just looked it up. April 10th is the next wide release movie, and that is Saint Maud and Trolls World Tour. So, you're looking forward to Trolls World Tour?
I hope the coronavirus is like extra heavy on April 10th, so nobody sees that film.
I will say though, like, I didn't really want to see Saint Maud. I might go see Saint Maud now just because it's actually releasing.
Yeah, at this point, why not?
So now it's A24. You're gonna go watch it, right?
No, I've already seen trailers for it. It looks all right.
It looks all right. You'll wait for it on digital or something.
Unless people on Letterboxd are saying, like the people that I follow, unless they're saying this is like a really good film, I'll wait till I see their reviews.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of like the same way I'm going about it with The Lodge. You remember The Lodge?
I vaguely.
It's a horror movie that came out a few weeks ago, and I was like really excited for it by the trailer, and then I saw reviews for it.
Exactly. Yeah, I like for horror films, I like to see what the reviews are saying, because it's very hot or cold, I feel, for me at least, for horror films.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
So there's a few people that I like to follow, and if they really like a horror film, I tend to feel the same way. So I like to see their reaction first. So that'll probably be my response to Saint Maud, or that's what it would have been for Antlers as well. And for Invisible Man, once people were telling me how good Invisible Man was, I knew I had to check it out.
Oh yeah, I still got to go watch it, but I'm excited to go watch it.
I'm really excited. I haven't seen it yet. I had free movie tickets that expired today, actually. So I had So a few days ago, I told Andrew, all right, I got two free movie tickets. Pick a movie. Do you want to watch Onward or Invisible Man? And I was like pushing Invisible Man towards her. I was like, Invisible Man, pick it. And she was like, I want to watch Onward.
I knew that was going to happen.
And I was like, all right, I really want to watch Invisible Man, but I guess we'll do Onward. Which, to be fair, Onward was way better than I thought it was going to be.
Really?
It was really good. I told my brother this, and I'll tell you this, and I'll tell everyone else that's listening out here. It is the best Pixar movie since Toy Story 3.
What?
For me, like, far and above. Now, take this with a grain of salt. Since Toy Story 3, I have never really been a huge fan of any of the films afterwards. For me, I was never a big Inside Out fan or Coco fan, and then the rest of them are all sequels. I never really liked those.
Really? A lot of people love Inside Out and Coco.
Yeah.
Do you think Onward is better?
For me, Onward was far and above better than those two.
Really?
Yeah. I liked those two. Like, they're both good. Mm-hmm. Like, I look at them and go, oh, yeah, that's a good animated film. But I never looked at them and said, oh, that's a good Pixar film. I always see Pixar as, like, stepping above, better than other animated films, obviously. And so Inside Out and Coco are just good animated films, but they're not good Pixar films. Yeah. That's kind of my thinking process.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go watch Onward anyways.
Right.
Because it's going to get on our list, I'm pretty sure.
For sure. That's just my take on it. My thing with Inside Out is I felt like, honestly, I just hate Bing Bong. Like, he's the bane of my existence. Bing Bong is probably my top five worst characters in film ever. Like, I just can't stand the guy.
Is it possibly because of Bing Bong?
Yeah, it's because it's Big Bong, and he's just annoying and ridiculous, and I just can't stand him.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't take that film. Because the most emotional moment of that film is Bing Bong, and I just stand there and go, thank God it's dead. Like, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to be in the film anymore. I didn't like Bing Bong. And then Coco, I love the visual aspect. It's such a gorgeous film. I don't even like music, but I love the music to it. I just found the plot very generic for an animated film, mm-hmm. and I was like, Pixar, why are you going this generic storyline route of, ooh, the surprise villain? It's just kidding. This is the villain. But, like, I don't know. I thought the pacing was really just generic. I didn't feel like it was anything special. Onward to something that those two and any other film since Toy Story 3 was unable to do. And it made me cry like a little bitch in the movie theater.
Really?
Like, I ugly cried, and me and Andrea even looked around us, and we were, like, surrounded by kids. It was kind of funny, because it was literally just the two of us, and then moms and their little kids in the theaters. That's pretty much the audience that we were with, obviously, for an Onward film. And, yeah, I'm pretty sure all the kids were looking at me going, why is this bitch crying? Because I was breaking down in tears for that final scene. It was a great ending.
All right, yep. Go see Onward for the last, stay for the ending.
That's right, and I do have issues with the film. I don't. It's not like a top five Pixar film by any stretch of the imagination. I think it cracks my top 10. Like, it's a good Pixar film.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you more excited for Soul or Onward?
Honestly, I was more excited for Soul before watching Onward, but after watching Onward, and then the same day I watched Onward was the day they released the new Soul trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I'll be honest with you, the new Soul trailer didn't look anything that great.
Oh, okay, so they swapped.
I'm still excited for it, but it's definitely like pushed back my excitement for that film. And my excitement for Onward went forward after I watched it. Like, I want to watch Onward again. I really do. It's a really good film. So it's funny how they did kind of swap for a bit. I still think Soul will probably be better, but I'm not as hyped. So we'll see. But I'm curious about Onward. Alex, with all this coronavirus stuff going around, every other movie has now stopped being released for the movie theaters right now, since really the only big title is Onward, right? Like, there's Invisible Man, that's been doing really well, but like, big named film, the only one is Onward right now. Like, do you think Onward is going to do better because there's no competition, or worse because of the coronavirus?
It depends on whether or not people want to risk going out to the movie theaters. That's solely what it depends on, because if people want to go out to the movie theaters, even with this coronavirus crap going around, then it'll benefit, because it's the most recent movie. It's a kid's movie. It's a kid's movie that adults will watch. I think those are three important things to that kind of movie having success. But I can also see it taking a hit, because if people are truly freaked out about this virus, then they're not going to go out into a public place and see a movie. So, I mean, it could go either way.
Yeah, it's tough. I feel like if anybody's like, oh, let's go to the movie theaters, and they check out the listings, they're going, oh, well, there's a Pixar film out. I got to watch Onward then, I guess. Mm-hmm. But like you said, on the flip side, this is a kid's film. I don't know how many parents are going to willingly take their children outside right now with this whole coronavirus debacle that's been happening.
The way that I like to see this is, if you had kids, would you take your kids to a movie right now?
Well, I just watched Onward, and yes, I would take my kids to see Onward, because that's a great freaking film. I think every kid should watch it.
Okay, fine.
So probably, yes. I even messaged my mom, and I was like, take my little brother and sister to see this freaking film right now. Like, take them out today. And she was like, but the coronavirus. I was like, I don't care if they get this virus. It's worth it if they watch Onward. That's a good film.
So it's worth it for your brother and sister to possibly die from a virus to go see Onward?
Hey, they're going to die on a high. They're going to watch Onward.
All right, Onward with that.
Yeah, I'd rather die watching Onward than, like, I don't know, die while working or watching
Medea.
Yeah, I'd rather die watching a good animated film like Onward than, you know, Secret Life of Pets 2 or Minions Rise of Groot.
Yeah, and I mean, there's going to be another Minions movie out this year, so I hope you have fun with that.
Yeah, that's Minions Rise of Groot, isn't it?
Oh, I thought Minions Rise of Groot already happened. Okay, I don't watch those movies.
I don't either, but I'm going to be doing it this year, I guess.
Oh, yeah, I guess we have to.
Do we have to watch the first Minions to truly appreciate the art form that is Minions 2?
I don't know. Like, is there a story?
I don't know. To be honest with you, it's an Illumination movie. I don't think there's a story.
Well, just Google it, I guess.
You know what? I'll watch the first one just for shits and gigs.
Just for them shits and giggles.
Yeah, but one thing I will not be watching is the coronavirus porn that is now trending.
Yes, I saw this was your next thing, and I was like, please do explain.
Yeah, so apparently on Pornhub, there's one thing I love about Pornhub. It's the fact that they just keep track of all their information, and they just release little bits like this. I love how Pornhub just tracks this kind of stuff. They kill me. They're like their own meme at this point, but they've informed all of us that one of their most top searched things on their site right now is coronavirus porn.
Mm-hmm.
It's who would have thought something as frightening as the coronavirus is also something that people get turned on by?
So I did myself a favor and I searched it up on Pornhub.
Oh, nice. You became a researcher. I appreciate that.
I became a researcher.
Nice. So we have a guy out on the field. Alex was like, I took one for the team and I watched porn. You're welcome, guys. I did it for the podcast.
It is most, if it's related to this, it is, oh, wait, there's one with hazmat suits. That looks fucking weird. It's just two people rubbing up against each other with hazmat suits on. But no, most of them are just, you know, the girl is wearing a face mask, you know, like one of those medical masks. But damn, I'm gonna save this. I'm gonna save this one with the yellow hazmat suits for later. That looks fucking hilarious. Okay, I'm done.
Yeah, see, I'm not on Pornhub, but on the article I have here, they have a few titles. Uh-huh. My favorite title from this article is MILF in Coronavirus Quarantine Gets Hard Fucked for Medicine. That's just a catchy title.
How do people come up with this shit?
And I'll tell you right now, that right there is probably a better storyline than Minions 2.
You're probably right.
No judging the MILF guys, all right? You got to get your medicine somehow. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I guess you got to get it somehow. You know, totally not illegally.
Yeah.
Totally not bribing people into it.
Now that the new trend has strayed to toilet paper, do you think they'll have like a sequel where it's MILF and Coronavirus Quarantine Gets Hard Fucked for Toilet Paper?
Ah, I mean, why not? I'm sure there's some toilet paper porn out there. Why don't you go search that one up? I took the hit for the coronavirus. You can search up toilet paper.
No, I'm just going to look at the article. I don't want to go on their site. I'm all right.
You're all right.
I'm good.
Andrew's going to be on your web search history and it's going to be like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. And then it says here, someone from Pornhub was doing an interview about this, and here's their quote on the situation where they said, I think people are attracted to the coronavirus-themed porn the same way people are scared of their own shadow are attached to horror films. We're all searching for things that make us come alive.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's a very professional way of saying people get turned on by the corona.
The corona. I mean, corona does normally kind of like speed up those effects. And I mean, I'm talking about the alcohol.
Yes. I'm glad you mentioned that. Can we have like a little moment, a little Q rant here?
All right, let's go for the Q rant, because I know you used to be an avid fan of Corona.
Oh, well, yeah, no, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with that joke. I have actually been keeping a mental log to myself of people that make the joke of the Corona alcoholic beverage, because it's such an unoriginal, boring joke.
I'm on this list a couple times, I know.
Yeah, you're now on this list. But anybody that I'm friends with on Facebook that has posted a photo or a status making a joke of, oh, wow, the coronavirus. Guess I've been drinking too much Corona.
What about sharing a meme?
Sharing a meme is on the same boat. I think this is such a stupid joke because the Corona. Oh, do you get the joke? Because Corona is a beer, and it's also the name of the virus. Oh, no, I get the joke. Oh, it's not hard. It's kind of like the swine flu. Oh, pigs fly. Do you get the joke? They flew. Just making a joke off the name of it is just ridiculous. The toilet paper stuff, that's funny, because that's ridiculously stupid that people are buying toilet paper. That's a funny joke. I like that. Or making jokes about how people are overblowing this. I like that as well. But making a joke because it's called Corona, it drives me nuts. I'll be real with you, Alex. Every single person that I have in this mental log to myself of making this coronavirus joke, I now assume that any good jokes that they made, they stole from people because they don't know what a funny joke is. That's my interpretation of it.
Oh, crap.
So if any of you guys are listening and you made a meme about it on Facebook and I follow you, I don't think you're funny. Just remember that. I don't know why it annoys me, but it's probably because it's so frequent. Like maybe if like one or two people made that joke, like, oh man, I guess I have the coronavirus and a show is done with a bottle of Corona. Maybe if two people said that, it'd be funny. But I swear, Alex, of all the people that I'm friends with, I've seen it maybe like 100 times people making this joke and by like the third or fourth person it's not original, it's just the same joke. Yeah, I was like, okay, it was clever the first few times, probably the first few times I thought it was funny, but yeah, it is so overused. The oh man, do you guys get it, it's called Corona and I just bought a bottle of Corona. I don't know, it might seem like a stupid rant, but for some reason that joke just seems so stupid because it doesn't seem that clever. They just took the name and they bought a bottle that has the same name and they think they're the next Jerry Seinfeld with that joke. Now this makes me curious because, yeah, I feel like a lot of people intentionally bought Corona just to make the same joke that 12 people made before them. But do you think that the Corona company has actually sold more Coronas now because of this, or less because of its name?
I was thinking they would have sold less. I haven't recently checked Corona stocks, but I mean, I thought it was less, but I mean, if people are just buying Corona to make this fucking joke, then maybe it's more.
I thought it was less too, but now that I'm talking about this out loud, I realize there's definitely people that bought it just to make this stupid joke, and maybe they've now made more money. I don't know. I should check their stock as well. I'm curious. That's funny.
Yeah, I'm curious, but like, is this more stupid than the whole Tide Pod thing?
That's a good question. I don't know. I thought the Tide Pod joke was also unoriginal, but I do think it was funny making jokes about millennials eating them. So
Do you remember the joke that I did?
Yeah. I see, that didn't annoy me as much. I like the Tide Pod joke is kind of similar where it was an overused joke about people eating them, but at least that was like a joke in it of itself. The Corona joke, I don't get it because it has nothing to do with the Corona, it's just the same name, but it was like such a trend, everyone being like, oh man, guess I got myself a good catch of the coronavirus because I've been drinking booze. Yeah, I was like, get the fuck out of here. I don't know. A classic coronavirus joke is someone should go on vacation and take a photo of them on the airplane being like, next destination, coronavirus.
Yeah. That's an original joke. Don't bring in the bottle of beer.
Yeah, the second I see a bottle of Corona, I don't even read the post. I already know the joke, so I don't even read it.
But what if they're drinking a bottle of Corona in Mexico?
Well, if it's just them saying, oh, just enjoying my trip in Mexico, then that's a really cute post. But if it's them trying to make a coronavirus joke, no can do.
No can do.
That was my little rant. I know it's pretty much just me bitching about people drinking beer.
Yeah, you done bitching yet, you little bitch?
Yeah, I don't know why it bothers me. You can ask Andrea. I'm sure my girlfriend's sick of it at this point. Every time someone makes a post, I go, hey, Andrea, there's another loser added to my list. I'm over this person.
Has Andrea made the list, though?
No, she has not. I she might have, but she knows how much I hate it, so she probably doesn't want to do that.
Committing relationships.
I respect that. All right, so we got one more thing with the coronavirus. Let's try and end on a happier note besides me ranting about Corona. Mm-hmm. And that's the washing hands trick. I think this is great.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a few articles, but I got one from the LA Times releasing a list of songs you can sing to yourself that are 20 seconds long so you can properly wash your hands correctly.
Songs that are 20 seconds long. Hmm.
Yeah. Well, like the chorus.
Mm-hmm.
So they released a bunch of songs that you can sing out loud to yourself to make sure that you wash your hands for 20 seconds properly to help contain the coronavirus. And I think this is great.
People just wash your hands.
Yeah. But you know, man, the coronavirus is out there. People don't know how to wash their hands. So it's really good that we're releasing articles to help them count. It's awesome. Really helping everyone out one step at a time. And this is probably the best part about the coronavirus, is to make people start washing their hands again.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't tell you how many times I am in a guy's washroom and I just watch people walk right out of the urinal or the stall and just walk right out. And I'm just there washing my hands going, there's a sink right beside me. What the fuck's going on? But, you know, people, guys in particular, they don't like washing their hands, I guess.
Fair enough.
I think this might be a sign from God to go, all right, those of you that don't wash your hands, you're going to be hit with the plague of coronavirus. It's the same name as a beer. And you are going to die, except for Betty White. Everyone else is going to die that don't wash their hands. So you know what? If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. If you don't wash your hands and you don't know how to count to 20, I recommend reading this article on some songs you can sing to yourself. You could just sing the Happy Birthday song. Here, let me pull up a few songs. If you don't know how to read, because, you know, you don't know how to count, maybe you don't know how to read, we'll help you out here, all right? So you can sing, honestly, I don't really listen to songs. I don't know any of these songs. Jolene, I know Jolene. So,
Jolene,
yeah.
Jolene. Jolene, Jolene. Okay, I'm good.
It has the lyrics to sing for each one, so I was wanting to, I was like testing you to see if you knew the lyrics.
I got the first four words
right, which was Jolene. You nailed them.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, and then how about Africa?
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah, this one's classic.
It's gonna take a lot to drive me away from you. There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do.
Perfect. Now Toto's gonna sue us.
Yeah, good job, Toto. You did it.
And then, you know, I don't know any other songs on this list.
Oh, I probably know all of them.
Yeah, probably. It's like some of them are from singers I know of. I just don't know that song. There's Heaven on Earth. I know that one. And that's it. Uh-huh. The rest of them I don't know. Sorry, Eminem. I don't know your song.
You don't know Eminem songs? Come on.
Sorry, Lizzo. Don't know your song either.
Oh, really? Wow. Wait, which Eminem song are we talking about?
I'll be real with you. I already closed the tab, so I have no idea.
Oh, God damn it. Okay, well, looks like you got to go save the day.
Yeah. Here. You go click on it. You go figure it out. But yeah, so there you go. You got Toto's Africa. You got, I don't know, Jolene. Sing one of those two songs to yourself so you can wash your hands. or you can just replay this podcast every time and listen to Welling sing Africa for you.
Yeah, just, you know, replay this over and 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 over again. Did I do enough end overs?
I don't know. That didn't seem like enough, but we'll move on either way. You know, just because they're connected to coronavirus. Let's just get this coronavirus out of the way.
All right. So yesterday was kind of like the day that sports died. And if you don't know what I mean about this, well, let me tell you. And I swear, these next couple weeks of podcasts will probably be, or will probably have nothing sports related. But let's just run down the list here. NHL, the season was suspended. NBA, the season was suspended. The MLB, spring training was suspended and the regular season delayed. Lacrosse had their season suspended. F1 racing had a couple races suspended. Curling, both the women's and men's championship were canceled.
That's it. Fuck this. Curling is canceled.
Jesus.
The podcast is over. This is bullshit.
The XFL had their season suspended. We had the big UFC event that was supposed to be this weekend also has gotten canceled.
I didn't hear anything after curling because there was just no point in living after that.
You heard it here first, folks. The most important sport out of all that, curling, gone.
I'm not joking. I actually do like curling. It's the best one to watch. So I plan my gym workouts accordingly. Whenever curling is about to go on, I go to the gym and I work out while watching curling. So I'm pretty bummed that curling is down. I guess, you know, what's the point in going to the gym now?
Mm-hmm. So this whole string of events started Wednesday night when the NBA canceled a game between the Utah Jazz and the Oklahoma City Thunder because one of the players on the Utah Jazz had tested positive for the coronavirus. But this player, his name is Rudy Gobert. He's a he's an all-star for the Jazz. This player had it coming because on Monday, he jokingly mocked the NBA's temporary rules requiring media members to keep a 6 to 8 foot distance from the players. He made a point to touch all the microphones and recording devices on the table in front of him after finishing his post-shoot-around interview. And then he left. And then, sure as shit, 2 days later, he gets tested positive. So that whole spiral led to the NBA shutting down their season that night, Wednesday night. And then Thursday happened, the day of reckoning. The entire sports world basically shuts down. And I don't know about you, man, but I don't know what I'm going to watch when I get home from work now. It's just going to be empty. I'm going to be watching a bunch of cop shows.
Or you can watch some 2020 movies that you're behind on.
Or I could watch some 2020 movies. There you go. There's a benefit. But then I'd have to watch Doolittle.
You don't have to watch that yet. Go just watch some Netflix originals. There's some classics.
Oh, yeah. That's true. I could watch some classics. I haven't seen Alien in a while. I could watch Alien.
I'll probably watch Jojo Rabbit again. I've already seen that 3 times.
Oh, yeah. I have it on Blu-ray. I probably might watch that again, too.
Back to the story here. I think Rudy, you know, I think that's pretty funny. And I think it's really funny, especially coming from us, who are making a bunch of jokes about the coronavirus. Because, you know, that means me and you are next, right? Whoever makes jokes about it, they get the wrath of the corona.
Oh, yeah, obviously. We're done for.
Yeah.
My friend, we are done for, unfortunately.
Yeah, exactly. We're next. I like what you're saying, how there might not be much sports stories next week. I'll be real with you. There might not be much of any stories except for more corona stories, because that's really the buzz that's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
No movies coming out. All the celebrities are sick. You know, there's nothing for us to talk about. What's even the point?
Okay.
So, yeah. You know, this might just become, we should just change the name to the Corona topic, and we just discuss more Corona stories.
I mean, who doesn't love that? I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so I do have a few updates before we finish up the podcast here from some past stories that we've discussed. One of them including not the Tide Pod eating trend, but the ice cream licking trend that we discussed a few months ago where someone was licking a carton of ice cream and it became a trending thing. Walmart had employees barricading the ice cream aisles. And we now have someone that licked a Blue Bell ice cream container, and they are now going to jail for it.
Oh my God, I remember this story. It took forever to get here, but I remember this story.
Yeah, so they were licking some ice cream. I saw a few articles about it last week. We took a break last week, so we're just going to quickly discuss it here. Yeah, they were caught licking the ice cream, and they are now facing some jail time for it.
A man filmed licking a tub of ice cream will spend 30 days in jail and pay restitution. That is unbelievable.
I think they should do that for all stupid trends like this. Next time they see someone eating a Tide Pod, next time they see someone taking a photo of them with a Corona bottle saying, hey, look, it's the virus. Any of that stuff, they should have 30 days of jail time.
Like, this is weird to think about. Someone that licks ice cream gets jailed for 30 days, but yet people that commit actual crime are just being like, eh, they're good.
Like, which crime are they getting off for?
Just like, you know, the stupid things. They're getting off for crimes of stupid things.
Now, to be fair, licking ice cream is a pretty stupid thing, so that might fall under that umbrella.
It's not really a crime. Like, you just waste the tub of ice cream and that's it. Maybe get the guy to pay for the tub of ice cream. But putting him in jail for 30 days? That's a little harsh.
It's harsh, but especially with the coronavirus going around, you kind of need to make some action here, because I'm not saying this guy has the coronavirus. I'm not judging how he looks. If there's anything wrong with the guy, and there might be something wrong with him because he's licking ice cream containers, all of a sudden he might be infecting people or whatever he's doing. So I don't think it's anything that bad. I agree, it's harsh, and it really doesn't make much sense because it's just ice cream. But, you know, stupid actions need to have some kind of repercussion, so I'm not too against it. But yeah, you're right. They probably could be putting better people in jail. But you know what? You know what this is. This is just, it's just a message. They're not putting every single person that's licking ice cream to jail, but this is just a message. So when other people are walking down the aisle and they just get this instinct to lick an ice cream container, at least in the back of their mind, they're going to go, there is a chance I could go to jail and maybe they won't do it now. If the risk was, maybe I'll have to pay $5 if I get caught, that's not as frightening. So, you know, maybe this is just to strike some fear into people. I get it. It's all about sending a message.
Like, send a message all you want, but jail time for licking ice cream just sounds a little bit too much.
What would your perfect punishment be for this guy?
He has to pay for the tub of ice cream, which apparently in the article he did.
Perfect.
And maybe some community service, become an ambassador for Blue Bell.
Now, hear me out. I have an even better punishment. I just thought it's on the spot, all right? So if he is caught licking a container of ice cream, he has to be licked by someone with the coronavirus.
Yeah. Oh, no. That took me a second to, like, process what you were saying.
Yeah, so that's his punishment.
To be licked by somebody with the coronavirus?
Yeah. If he wants to be gross and lick something, he's going to get licked himself. It's like, you know, do unto others as they do unto you. So if he likes licking stuff, he's going to get the exact opposite. He's going to get licked. Or what do you think is better? Since he likes to lick, should he lick the guy with the coronavirus or should the coronavirus lick him?
I mean, I think either way he gets to meet Tom Hanks. That's not exactly a bad punishment.
No, I think it's a perfect punishment.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, jail time's too much, but he should definitely either lick or be licked.
Get licked or die trying.
And it would be perfect if we could somehow find a guy that runs an ice cream shop or an ice cream truck that has the coronavirus, and then he can lick him. That would just be the cherry on top of this ice cream sundae that he's already licked. That would be perfect. Yeah, I like that punishment. Yeah, you're right. We should make the punishment fit the crime. Jail time has nothing to do with ice cream, but licking him, I think that's the next step. I like that. Maybe we can have Tom Hanks lick him. That might be the big step here. honestly, I'd be licked by Tom Hanks.
Yeah, I'd be licked. I would want to be licked by Tom Hanks. It's Tom Hanks. Who doesn't want to get licked by Tom Hanks?
Better yet, I'd like to be licked by Betty White.
Oh, damn. But you know what else was hot?
What?
Some deep fried chicken from KFC.
Oh, I love it when you transition to the next story. Beautiful.
It's especially when it's food, man.
So this isn't really an update, but it connects to something that I was already saying before. Let's take a little trip back down to memory lane, which was the SpongeBob Nikes.
Mm-hmm.
And how me and you, especially me, were saying, this is how companies should market. Everyone loves shoes. Shoes are really like hot this decade. I don't know why, but people really love shoes. Nikes is always a big company. SpongeBob going off that trend, making these really cool, unique looking Nike shoes. And we were saying companies should do this more often. They should take shoe brands and make their own version of it. And look at that, KFC, deep fried chicken. What do you associate with KFC? Obviously Crocs.
Oh yeah, perfect pairing. You know, eat a bite of your chicken and then go a lick a Croc. I mean, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, so we got KFC Crocs are now the new shoe brand that's out here. You can take a look at them. They look pretty nifty, I guess you could say.
Thank you, Kim Kardashian, for being you.
And yes, also, speaking of Kim Kardashian, yes, Kim Kardashian has sponsored these shoes. So they took this a step further. They're not just saying, oh, SpongeBob Nikes, KFC Crocs. You know, enough said. They also have a face with these shoes.
Like, I'm looking at them right now. Are they like high heel Crocs?
Yeah, they're like high heeled Crocs.
That is amazing. You know what? I would wear those around. It probably puts like, it probably put like another foot of height on me. I could finally, you know, be out with taller girls and not feel embarrassed.
Oh, I thought you were going to say I could finally ride a roller coaster or something.
Damn, I should have thought of that.
Fortunately, you can't because Disneyland's closed right now. Yeah.
Don't remind me.
But yeah, I just think this is the funniest collaboration ever because it is Kim Kardashian, KFC, and Crocs. I would have never put two of those together, let alone all three.
What more could you want?
It's a wild combination. Let's be real here. Do you think Kim Kardashian has ever ate KFC? Do you think she's ever worn Crocs? Like, I don't know how she associates with this at all.
I don't know. Why don't you ask her?
Yeah, you know, I'll just send her a text or something. You know, we're BFFs.
I mean, I'd buy it.
I think this is just a fun collaboration between the three. I don't know who got high in the boardroom to come up with this idea. I don't know how this conspired.
Whoever they are, they're a champ, and I want to meet them. Do you know what? Invite them on the podcast.
Do you think someone was just eating some KFC, and they dropped one of their KFC wings, and it fell on top of their Croc, and they looked down and went, holy fuck, that looks good.
Holy fuck, that's it.
They then look up at their TV, and they see Kim Kardashian on the Catching Up with the Kardashians, and they're like, that's it.
Well, whoever John Smith you are, you need to come on this podcast and explain your story because it'll be the best story of this year. So, you know, we're running out of stories with coronavirus.
Yeah. Next week he can come on because I feel like we're going to be out of stories next week. So that might be a good call. Not really an update to the SpongeBob Nikes, but it's just another addition to companies going off this shoe trend. I think that's pretty great. So we got Nikes and we got Crocs. What's the next shoe brand? Are we doing Adidas?
Yeah, you might have to do Adidas. You might have to do that one.
Yeah. Huh, I'll be with you. I don't really know any fucking shoe brands. I don't know. Maybe some cheapo shoe brand out there is going to try and maybe do the opposite and get like a famous company like McDonald's to have like a McDonald's version of their shoe. Maybe we'll see like the reverse.
Get like a Nike ripoff.
Yeah, or maybe, they might get Disney to make one of their shoes because, you know, Disney makes money.
Yeah, the mouse is always owning the house.
Yeah, so that might be the next step, to have a lesser known shoe company approach Disney and get them to work with them. But yeah, keep your eye out. We got SpongeBob, we got KFC. Well, what do you think the next brand is?
Taco Bell.
I think it's gotta be like a completely different thing. We got a TV show, we got a fast food chain. I think it's gotta be something, because if Taco Bell does it, they're just gonna be seen as, oh, you guys try to copy KFC. It's gotta be something that's like its own
Like a
field.
sports team, the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yes, yeah, like a sports themed. Do sport teams not have like their own shoes based on the athletes? I imagine they already have that.
It depends.
Okay.
Depends on the athlete. Like, you don't see some first-year bench rookie with his own shoes.
Right, but yeah, like you do see athletes with it, so. But you're right, we could get like a team kind of shoe. That might be a cool idea. Yeah, I'm trying to think of a idea here. Should they make these shoes that don't make any sound when you walk? And it's to help the new marketing for Quiet Place too.
I'd be down for that. That's so cool.
That would be pretty cool. All right, well, there you go. That's it for non-coronavirus stories. Pretty much a corona-focused podcast, and not the beer. But that is it for this week. You can catch us on poptopic_pod. And until next week, you can see me trying to buy myself some KFC Crocs. I'm Quentin.
Well, I'm Alex, and you took my croc one, so you can catch me. I like candles. So you can catch me at the local drugstore lighting up some candles and just living in its smell.
All right. And until next week, we'll see you guys later. Bye.
What a way to end it. Bye.